You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night?
Well, first of all, I didn't get much done yesterday afternoon because they are repaving our entire neighborhood. And oh, yeah. I am just like a little kid. I went out and sat on the tailgate of my pickup truck and watched these guys, you know, give the street some hell. And fascinating how it all works. And they're like a bunch of little ants that come out there. And it's so choreographed and so wonderful to watch. And they've got giant pieces of machinery, of equipment. And that grinder thing, when it goes up and down the street and it spits out that asphalt into the back of a dump truck, I could watch that for hours. I absolutely could watch that for hours.
Do you like the smell of new
It's funny. We were talking about
stuff
that.
Stuff put down?
Yeah, because all
they don't use tar anymore, do they?
It's like oil and asphalt. I don't know what they're... I didn't go out and ask them.
I like the smell.
We were talking about that because all these guys are out there grinding everything up and the smell of all this, and they've all just got like a piece of cloth over their face, and I'm like, this can't be healthy in the long run for all of these folks out there doing this. You know, because it was dusty and everything. But
well, you'll have a fresh new street.
I tell
right?
you what, it's been great. The best part about this is about a week ago, they put the cones out in the neighborhood that said nobody can park on the street, and there's not been one car on the street. And it's just so, like, pristine looking, you know, because there's no cars out there. I absolutely love it. My OCD is like,
it's like
hell
a
yeah.
1950s sitcom kind of thing.
Yeah,
where
there's like
in their
no
garage.
Cars out there. So that went on in the afternoon. And then last night was the big spring program for my daughter. And they have been practicing this for, like, 2 months. It was music around the world. And they're going to, you know, do all these songs and play instruments from different countries, and she's been practicing, and they're singing and dancing and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, what we do is we send out the invite to, you know, my sister, if she wants to come. We send the invite out to the grandparents. So they all came, including Nicole's mom, who made the 50-minute drive down from Thornton to see the big spring program. And we get to the school, and we sit in the chairs, and we're, like, all the way to the left, and we've got a good view of the stage. And, you know, you can envision, like, an elementary school stage up there. It's the big hole, the curtains going down each side. And we see the kids come filing out, and there's little Lila right at first. You know, she's waving at us, and we wave back. And then she proceeds to make her way all the way, if you're familiar with theater, then stage right. So she's all the way to the right. And nobody can see her.
Oh.
The curtain is placed just right for where we're all sitting that we don't see Lila for 45 minutes for her big spring production. Everybody's there with their you know, camera. Grandma and grandpa are ready to see her. We didn't see her once.
So we have no proof that she actually performed.
Proof.
She
I'm
may
send
not
you...
have actually even performed.
Let me send you a picture really quick. Because at one point I did catch one little glimpse of her. And you can see how much of her I saw, which I will explain it right now, is just essentially from her eyebrows up.
I see that.
Because she was sitting behind some sort of drum then, too. So all this practice, all this talk, all the invites, the mother-in-law 50-minute drive down.
That's fun.
And we didn't get to see her until the very end when she came out and did a little bow.
That's
just like, oh, damn. So, yeah, we had a pretty good laugh about that last night.
Somebody in the crowd probably got some good video that you
can somebody's
get
got
from
it.
Them.
Somebody's got it. But, yeah, bless her heart. We didn't see
what
her.
What songs did they sing?
Dude, it was around the world music. It was a bunch of stuff in different languages, and I didn't recognize any of it.
It's fun.
No idea, but
you know, we could probably do a show sometime that's nothing but, or a segment on our show that's nothing but. Elementary school production fails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's always funny things that happen when people are there to watch their, you know, 8-year-old do a show or something.
Kids fall down or somebody knocks something over.
Or forget their words. And I mean, somebody told me the story one time about their child was up there and they had to give like this big speech thing and the kid completely froze. They were like 8 or 9 and they froze. And so they just stood there and the whole audience is starting to kind of chuckle because it's just dead silent with the kid standing there just staring wide eyed out into the crowd. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff happens.
Line.
So that might be kind of a funny segment. I'll make
sometimes I've seen teachers line up in those first couple rows, you know, just in case something like that were to happen. They can, you know. Come on, Timmy, say this. So they shout it out so they kind of remember. Yeah. But that's so it's kind of a cute little evening for us.
That's good.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure she looked all adorable in her outfit and everything.
It is funny because the email went out that said that, you know, make sure your kids dress up and look nice for this. You know, it's a way for your kids to just, you know, have some respect for themselves. She had a cute little sundress on that, you know, I actually had to iron so she looked nice, and new sandals. And the amount of kids that had, like, backwards baseball caps on and, you know, tennis shoes and shorts. And it's like, come on, parents.
Just like the parents.
Just like their parents. I'm like, it's the one opportunity to show your kid that, you know, they can dress up a little bit.
Oh, and God, yeah.
I know. I was like, ugh. Somebody ignored the email.
As they usually do.
Yeah.
I went out and bought a new shirt just week before last. I wasn't going shopping for clothes, and I saw it, and I said, I got to have it, so I bought it. And I came home and immediately washed it, and Gretch even laughed. She was like, I know you. You can't wear a single thing unless you wash it first. And what do you know? There's a story out today where they polled almost 1,000 people, and they asked them that very question. When you buy new clothing in the store, do you wear it without washing it, or must it go in the wash? Now, I think with you, I remember you saying once that it depends on what it is.
I'm
like
pretty much
underwear. You
camp.
Said you wash, but there was something else you said that you
if
don't.
If they're
wash.
New and in the package, I won't wash them. No, I'm pretty much in team camp, whatever you want to call it. No wash. That's
wash.
The best time to wear a piece of clothing. It's pristine. It's brand new. The colors are vibrant. that's when
funny,
I wear it.
Because one of the people who answered said no. They said, I know I should, but it's all downhill after that first wash. They're never the same.
They are
that
never
sounds
the
like
same.
What you're saying.
If you get a brand new, like, cool t-shirt, the first time you wear it, don't wash it because it looks the best. The fit is perfect.
I don't know what it is. Even if it's in a package, I will wash it.
You're supposed to because of all the dyes and chemicals and stuff. They say to give it a good wash first instead of putting all that against your skin.
Well, but, it's funny because our country is, you know, divided on everything. And this is right down the middle, practically. It's nearly a perfect split. It was 51% who said, no, don't wash it, and 49% who said, yes, you need to.
Look at that.
some people said, only for undergarments and bathing suits, and everything else they'll just
oh,
wear.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get, well, maybe. Ladies'
what?
Bathing suits, I think. I know Nicole's, but she's like, I got to wash this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who's been trying stuff on in the dressing room.
Somebody said, no, I never wash them, but I do let them, quote, air for a few days before I actually start wearing it. So what, you take it out, you hang it up.
Get all the cooties off.
Gets everything off? Maybe it does. I don't know. It's kind of, here's one of my rules is, like, if it's a shirt or something, I won't dry it after the very first wash. Like, first wash is through the cycle, and then it's hung up somewhere over the back of a chair or something like that instead of putting it in a dryer. For whatever reason, I think that first time you don't want to dry it. So that's my one
shrink
concession. That's my one concession to the new clothes.
All right.